Okay, good evening, everyone. I hope everyone had a nice yontif. The halacha is that on Shabbos or yontif, if you're davening the Shabbos davening or the yontif davening, and by mistake you daven the weekday Shmona Esrei, so you were supposed to be davening the Shabbos Shmona Esrei or the yontif Shmona Esrei, and it happens a person was spacing out, and the person by mistake davened the weekday Shmona Esrei. So the halacha is that they are not yotzei; they do not fulfill their obligation to daven. This is halacha in the Shulchan Aruch and Rish Samaches, and therefore a person needs to repeat the proper Shmona Esrei. The Mishnah Berurah says also if somebody has a doubt, they're not even sure which Shmona Esrei they recited, also you have to repeat, because we assume that you said the weekday Shmona Esrei because that's the Shmona Esrei that you're accustomed to saying. If a person is in the middle of the weekday Shmona Esrei and they didn't finish the Shmona Esrei, but they realize when they're in the middle, so if they are in the middle of a bracha, the halacha is that you finish that bracha. You finish the bracha that you are in, and then you go back to the beginning of where the Shabbos part of the Shmona Esrei starts. So let's say you are davening Ma'ariv on Friday night, so you go back to the words Atah Kidashta. If you're davening Shachris, you go back to the words Yismach Moshe. By Mincha, you go to Atah Echad. But if you're in the middle of a bracha, let's say Atah Chayin Aladim Das, or Malamid Le'enosh Bina, and then you realize, whoops, it's really Shabbos, so you finish the bracha, and then you go back to the beginning of where the Shabbos Shmona Esrei starts. This can happen in shul if you bang yourself on the chest by Slach Lanu, and then you feel like everybody's staring at you, and you realize, okay, this is not what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm supposed to be davening the Shabbos Shmona Esrei. You must finish that bracha, and then you go back to where the Shabbos Shmona Esrei would begin. By Musaf, you just stop exactly where you are. By Musaf, you do not finish the bracha that you're in the middle of. If you realize you're saying the weekday Shmona Esrei, you just stop where you are and you go back to the words and you start saying the words Tikanta Shabbos. If you just said the word Ata, as you know, the weekday Shmona Esrei, where it starts changing to weekday, starts with Ata Chonin. So let's say you just said the word Ata. So by Ma'ariv Friday night and by Mincha on Shabbos afternoon, then the halach is you just continue the correct way. Since Ma'ariv on Friday night and Mincha and Shabbos also begin with the word Ata, whether it's Ata Kidashta or Ata Echad, so then you just continue the correct way. You don't have to repeat the word Ata, and you do not need to finish the bracha of Ata Chonin. By Shachris, that the words begin Yismach Moshe, the beginning of the Shabbos Shmona Esrei, so then it depends. If you really thought that it is the weekday, then you must finish the bracha. But that's usually not the case. If it's the normal case where a person just, that's what they're used to, so that's why they automatically said the word Ata, then if you just said the word Ata, you stop and you do not need to finish the bracha, you just say Yismach Moshe. Because the Mishnah Berurah explains that Ata is not so recognizable that it's for weekday, because it could be Ma'ariv or Minchas, even though you're by Shachris. If you just said the word Ata and it's just because that's what you're normal, that's what you're used to, then you also stop after the word Ata and you start instead saying Yismach Moshe. As far as, and this can really happen, these are halachas that people think are really not so nogeya, but it can happen, it may have happened to one of you, but it could definitely happen that a person just automatically, they're going by rote, and they need to know what's the halacha in regards to switching over to the proper Shmona Esrei. As far as saying Kel Adon, you all know that the brachos of Krishma after Yishtabach are different on Shabbos than it is than during the week. If a person is davening the brachos of Krishma like the weekday, and then they realize that it's Shabbos, and they didn't say Kel Adon, they didn't say Lekel Asher Shavas, so the Ramah in Reish Pei Aleph says that you need to go back, which means the Mishnah Berurah explains that after you finish Shmona Esrei, let's say you realize much later, and you after you finish Shmona Esrei, you say those brachos by itself. The Mishnah Berurah explains you start from the words Shavach Nosnim Lo, and then you go Lekel Asher Shavas. That is not so common, but in regulars, but if you didn't say Hashem's name yet, which let's say is possible that you didn't say Lekel Adon or Lekel Asher Shavas, you're just in the middle of those brachos, and you didn't say Hashem's name of Baruch Atah Hashem Yotzer Hamaoros, so then the Mishnah Berurah says, Efshar, he says, possibly, maybe you should go back to Kel Adon. He's not 100% sure. It's definitely the best to be careful in the first place and make sure that when it's Shabbos, you are davening the proper Shabbos Shmona Esrei. As far as all the other editions of Shabbos, as far as Nishmas and all the other Kapitlach of Tehillim that we say in Psuka de Zimra, there the halach is that you do not need to go back for that, because those don't say anything specifically about Shabbos per se, so it's not as important, and therefore, if you miss it, it's too bad, and I guess it's Kapitlach of Tillim, not Nishmas, but the rest of Psuka de Zimra, I guess you could say it later, but that wouldn't have a din of Psuka de Zimra. You're not obligated to go back for the rest of those extra Kapitlach and for Nishmas if, by mistake, you leave those out on Shabbos. For Yontif, it's similar halachos. If you said the weekday Shmona Esrei or the Shabbos Shmona Esrei instead of Yontif, if you're davening from a machzer, it's pretty easy, but if you're davening from a regular sitter, then you forgot to turn to the back of the sitter, then also you must repeat the Shmona Esrei. You're all aware that the Yontif Shmona Esrei also begins with the word Ata, Ata V'chartanu. So over there, it's the same halachos as we mentioned before in regards to the Shabbos Tfilas that start with the word Ata, that if you just said the word Ata, and then you realize that, oh, you were about to say Ata Chonein, but you said just Ata, then you could switch over, just continue with the words V'chartanu, because that is the Shalosh Regalim Shmona Esrei. In the Shabbos morning, Shmona Esrei, we say the phrase, as we mentioned before, Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelko, ki eva nemon karasa lo. Now that word nemon, ki eva nemon, we refer to Moshe Rabbeinu as an eva nemon. What's the translation of the word nemon? When we say that Moshe was an eved v'chol beisi nemonu, what is the translation of the word nemon? So the pasuk says in Shmuel Aleph, and there's a few psukim in Shmuel Aleph and Shmuel Beis, Shmuel Aleph, it's Perek Beis, Pasuk Lamed Hei, Perek Chav Hei, Pasuk Chav Ches, and Shmuel Beis, it's Perek Zayin, Pasuk Tez Zayin, that the Pasuk says, Bayis Nemon. And that's a phrase that we're all familiar with when it comes to marriage, but over there it's talking about Malchus, whether it's talking about Shaul HaMelech or David HaMelech, and it blesses them that they should have a Bayis Nemon. The Bayis is referring to the kingdom, and that is a Bayis Nemon. What's the translation? So the Targum over there, and the other Mepharshim, they say that Nemon means constant, and to last long, and to endure. That's what it means, a bias nemon, to endure for a long time. And there's many, many psukim throughout Torah, Neviim, and Ksuvim that says the word nemon, one of which is this v'chol beisi nemon hudam, and then by the end of Parshas Baal Loischa, by Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Rashbam, and the Eben Ezra, and the Shari Aaron, they all bring many psukim. They say the translation really is that it's long-lasting and enduring. And when we refer to a bayis nemon b'Yisrael by a marriage, when we give some of that bracha, you will find many beautiful pshatim by different Sheva Bracha speeches about a bayis nemon, but it seems as if the real translation is a long-lasting house, a nemon, long-lasting. And when it's referring to Moshe Rabbeinu, v'chol beisi nemon, who means that Moshe Rabbeinu is constantly there. He's constantly with Hashem, and he's always there, like an eved that is always there. He's very close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And by a bayis nemon, that's what we're referring to as well. That besides, we know that there's shidduch crisis, or there's problems with people finding shidduchim, but there's also problems with people getting divorced, or even if there wouldn't be a problem theoretically, that is our blessing to the chas and kalat. They should build a bayis nemon b'Yisrael. It should be long lasting and enduring, and they should live together happily for a very, very long time. When we say in Shmona Esrei, Rufa'enu Hashem v'nei rafei, Hoshi'enu v'nivosheya, the Mepharshim tell us, based on the Zohar, the double expression of Rufa'enu Hashem, Hashem should heal us, v'nei rafei, and we will be healed. It says, that means is that when Hashem heals a person, Rufa'enu Hashem, when Hashem heals a person, it is long-lasting. It lasts forever. That person will never become sick again, at least with that sickness. But if Hashem heals a person through a malach, through an angel, then the sickness could come back. Maybe it'll go into remission, or maybe just the pain will go away, but the sickness will come back in the future. That's why we are asking Hashem, Rufa'enu Hashem v'nei rafei. We want Hashem to be the one to heal us, because this way the healing will be enduring and long-lasting. And I think that that's the pshat in the continuation of the pasuk, that Hashem of the bracha, that Hashem is a roifei nemon v'rachamon ata. Hashem is a roifei nemon, and the mafreshim grapple, what's that expression, that Hashem is a roifei nemon? What does that mean? But I think the idea is this idea, that a roifei nemon, when Hashem is the one that heals a person, then it is a roifei nemon, is the Hashem is the healer, that healing lasts forever. And when we daven for a sick person, whether it's the sick child that we're davening for, that Bez Hashem should have a complete refuah shalema b'karov. That's what we are davening for, that Hashem should be the one to bring the refuah to him and to all of the sick people in, and all those who need a Yeshua in Klal Yisrael. But that is the Rofei Nema, that Hashem should do it, not through a malach. And that is as well when we give someone a blessing of a bayis nemu b'Yisrael, that it should be long lasting. Okay, everybody should have a good night.